This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I have a little review here of Masters of the Universe, the animated series on Netflix from Kevin Smith and Mattel and the big wig over at Netflix. This started as a passion project for the big wig who handles shows. He wanted to make a He-Man show that was more adult for us, this generation that grew up with the original Filmation show.
Nostalgia.
From the 80s. But he wanted to make it more grown up. He wanted to make a He-Man show that he thought he was watching back then. A little more, more stakes, grittier. And so this is more of a spiritual sequel, because I won't go into this, even though I find it fascinating. They can't legally call it a sequel, because like a lot of intellectual properties like James Bond and all that and Marvel, they don't own everything. Universal owns the old He-Man show. So that's why they can't even call it He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. They can't have the characters looking like exactly like they did in the old show, because Universal owns that. So they
so
have
Masters
to make
of the Universe Revelation.
Yes. And they have to make it look like the toys, which Mattel loves. So that's why the characters and the look of it is based on the toys instead of the old Filmation show. Anyway, bottom line, I have a lot to say, but I'll just get right to it. I loved it. I love what he and the creative team is trying to do. I love that there are stakes. This ain't your 8-year-old He-Man. There is death. There is ice and there is death. So there weren't stakes in the old show. You know, they really didn't even really fight a lot. Now stuff gets real.
Ooh,
girl.
It's all fighting.
I mean, it's, you know, within 11 minutes in the first episode. Ooh. I mean, you realize this ain't your daddy's He-Man, and then the story goes from there. I'm going to shut my mouth because I'll say more about the backlash and on Kevin Smith in a minute. Lex,
yeah,
did you and Angel watch?
He's responded to that, hasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah.
I watched two episodes, and same, Jace, I loved it.
Yeah.
The action, the character development, even in an animated film,
yep,
they really do a good job of, you feel for these characters and just some of the interactions. There's a lot of woman power in this too. Actually, you don't even see He-Man that much in the beginning.
In the
first two episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that changes later on, because 5 episodes of the 10 have dropped. So
yeah,
on Netflix, that's what it is. But I really liked it. I liked the different twists. I like, you know, I love Skeletor. So to see him in action,
Hamill.
Oh, he's so good. And then at the end of every episode, there's like a little, which is great now because it rolls right into the next episode. So I wonder if you felt this like kind of like at the end of the fifth one, because you have to wait now. But there's always kind of a little cliffhanger.
Yeah.
And then luckily it just rolls right into the next one, but having to wait after the fifth one, maybe. I don't know if there's one in that one, but at least in the first two.
Oh, a huge one, actually.
Oh, really? Okay. And then it's so smart of them to do it that way. The story moves along quickly. You understand what's going on. Not too much dialogue, lots of action. So I loved it. Yeah. I can't wait to continue.
The backlash that this is receiving from fanboys.
Yeah, what's the beef?
It is just so toxic. And a lot of it, it's the same people that hated Star Wars. It's the same kind of dribble. Look, you cannot. This is what I don't understand about fan bases. You cannot like something, but the vitriol and the sewage and the bile that, I mean, if you go on YouTube and you put in Masters of the Universe, the level of hate going toward Kevin Smith is just, it's the same thing that they did to J.J. Abrams. There is a toxic fan base. Now, look, I'm smart enough to know that they're getting clicks off of outrage. You know, they're doing this. You know, they're not going to get clicks if they're doing what we're doing, which is, I really liked it. No one's going to listen to that. But if they just rip on Kevin Smith and they just go to town and they have a scandalous headline, like I listened to one in a couple commercials ago, He-Man is a disaster. People are going to click on that. You know, it's clickbait.
Yeah,
I get their motivation, but wow. Toxic fan bases are a problem. I said that, you know, I said this yesterday, teasing this segment. I wouldn't touch any of these properties because I wouldn't want to deal with these crybaby man boys. I would not have any patience, and Kevin doesn't have any patience
for him. No, he doesn't. He was actually shocked. He thought everyone would love it.
Well, because you know what? There's a running narrative through all of their bitching. And the first one
is their beef?
Well, you know what? Let's take a break.
Okay.
We'll push. Yeah, let's take a break.
Yeah.
I will continue to go off. This is a version of Unhappy Homo, He-Man edition. I will go through what the crying man boy babies are upset about when we come back. Stay with us.
Oh, what in gay hell?
Uh-oh.
He seems pretty upset about something.
It's Unhappy Homo.
What is he so upset about?
Let's ask him. Jace?
Man babies. You know what? Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. We're continuing our conversation. I was talking about Netflix's Masters of the Universe series. But don't turn the dial, even if you're like, hey, man, I'm not into that. This is really about toxic fan bases, which are prevalent, unfortunately, in pop culture. Per usual, my talkers, who are sometimes funnier and more insightful than us, the hosts, I think Michelle Sassy Mess, I love her on Twitter, she puts it really well.
You've got mail.
She writes, one of the biggest things I've noticed with these reviews from the mouth breather man babies is that they're all offended by the strong women in these series. But little do they know, the strong women have always been there. Michelle is absolutely right. Because I said before the break, there's a thread that seems to be running through all of these man baby, cry baby reviews of Masters of the Universe. Now, again, I want to state there is nothing wrong with you being a fan of something and not liking an element of creation. I don't love all the Star Wars movies. I don't love Solo. I don't love Attack of the Clones. But my goodness, the personal attacks on Kevin Smith, and it really is kind of a get a life moment. Like, get a life, which is so 1980s to say, but wow. Anyway, here's the running narrative, the running thread. One is what Michelle just said. A lot of the bitching is, this isn't even a He-Man show. This is about Teela, who's a female character, everyone.
Yeah.
And they're put off that she's strong. They're put off that she is brought a little bit to the center in a couple of these episodes.
Yeah, she's trying to save the kingdom.
Well, and to that I say, guys, first of all, we're only seeing half of the season.
Yeah.
We're judging something by two or three episodes. So that's ridiculous.
And that's funny that was even brought up, because I thought that was a plus. I thought, they're exploring the other characters, so we care about them too.
Well, and also, guys, I can't believe I have to say this. I'm defending a cartoon. But guys, It is called Masters of the Universe. It's not about a single character.
Right.
Yes, He-Man is the lead, but look at the Avengers and look at the Justice League movie. Superman was dead through most of it, and the movie's about him. When you have a character like He-Man, that's a godlike character, and nothing can really happen to him.
Yep.
There are no risks. The only thing to make him interesting, sometimes you got to take that character out for drama. I mean, There are no stakes with a character that's invincible. I can't believe I'm defending a cartoon. Anyway, so I didn't mind that device.
Good.
Yeah, I didn't mind the device at all. What happens to all of these characters when you remove the guy that can save them all? That's interesting to me.
Absolutely.
And I got to tell you, I'm secure enough in my masculinity to not be threatened by a strong-ass woman. And if you are, look inward, my friend. Look inward. That says more about you than it does about Kevin Smith.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yes, I'm turned on by him.
Me too. I'm as gay as a love boat reunion. And I'm turned. I love a strong woman. I don't get that.
Nothing sexier than brains and confidence and bosoms.
Yeah. I mean, seriously. I thought Lex backed me up. Yeah. Tila was hot, girl.
Oh, my
Her
God.
Cartoon Tila was hot.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. And the other thing was, the other narrative is that Kevin's really not a fan. And he's lying. And my response to that is Christopher Nolan wasn't really a Batman fan. And what did Christopher Nolan go on to do? He created three of the best Batman movies ever.
Yep.
So, you know what I mean? You don't have to kiss the ring. And Kevin didn't have to play with the toys like I did to be create an interesting product in this universe. That's just BS to me. That's just a load of crap. You don't like Kevin. You didn't like Kevin to begin with. And this is just piling on. So, I don't know.
Oh, just something to say. You're so right. To get those clicks.
Well, and then they're also, and the same thing with Star Wars. The third narrative you're going to hear is, he's destroyed. It's different from your childhood. And... yeah, it's different. You know, it is. I mean, we got to look at this. If you go back and watch, and I did last night, we all have to admit the Masters of the Universe cartoon was cheesy as hell. It's not, guys, I hate to pop your balloon, but it's not as great as you remember. I mean, I love you, man. Believe me. I mean, it's not as great as you remember.
That's right. I think it's actually better.
Yes.
It felt more substantive, which is what you need. Especially
yes.
with now that we're adults. And we all of the merch, all of the things, like you said, we now are big kids with money. So we are, and I know that they're, and you can't tell me that they didn't buy any of those toys either, even before. So
Yeah.
They're still winning, basically.
And, you know, and I will say, because I don't want to come across as hypocritical, I have bashed Michael Bay for years for, jokingly, I have said this, ruining my childhood with Transformers. The difference is, you know, Michael Bay took Transformers and made it into something completely unrecognizable from the source material. Kevin Smith did not do that. These are the characters. They look similar. They sound similar. Their motivations are similar. He made it a little grittier and he added stakes. Transformers was just a mess and ruined everything that was great about the original. I don't mind if Michael would have made it a little more grown up. He just annihilated it and made it sexual. I mean, shots of Megan Fox's butt, just, it's so gratuitous and gross. What Michael Bay did is very different from what Kevin Smith has done with this property. And I wanted, because
a lot of people agree with that too, Jace.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's just the same thing with Star Wars. Think of all the hate that Rey got, this character of Rey and Rose
too.
again, it's a bunch of insecure, not everybody. I mean, there's, look, you know, this cartoon isn't perfect. Star Wars isn't perfect. There are things to bitch about. I don't like everything that Kevin Smith did. But if you're complaining about strong-ass women, and you, and that's a problem with you. That's not a problem with the material or the creators. That's a that's an insecurity within yourself, man, baby. Yeah.
It's, yeah, it's this. Look at your screen. It's this. This is, oh,
yeah,
your problem.
Yeah.
That's
your problem. Yes. That's
teensy,
yeah,
tiny. Teensy,
yeah,
tiny.
Yeah. That's, look inward or look down. Look down. Just look,
yeah,
down.
Look down. Yeah.
Look down.
If you're going to put a bow on this, I've been sitting on something for quite some time that I want to blow your minds with.
Ooh.
And all, yeah, I need is a minute or two.
Please.
Okay.
And I'm going to start it with a question. What was the first Batman movie?
What was the first one?
Oh, it was Adam West. It was set in the 60s. It was a spinoff movie of the series.
The series. I didn't know he did a movie.
Yeah, they did a movie. Right?
The Batman is a 1943 American 15-chapter theatrical serial from Columbia Pictures.
Huh.
I was absolutely stunned about a month or two ago. As you guys know, I watch Turner Classic Movies,
yes,
a lot.
Yeah.
And they put these fillers in. So a movie ends at a quarter to the hour. The next one starts,
yes,
at the top. So they put these fillers in, and one of them was Batman. And I'm like, what? Give me a break. Come on. So I recorded it. It's Batman in the 40s in black and white, and he has a sidekick, Robin. And let me tell you something. It is sweet, but the costumes are exactly, and I mean almost exactly, like the 1960s TV shows. But,
whoa,
it's serious. It's not campy like our 60s Adam West one. This is,
yeah,
very, very serious.
Who played Batman?
And it's really good. And they did a bunch of these, and I've seen a bunch of them, and they're pretty good, actually.
Oh,
and the first
my.
Batman a comic was 1939.
Yeah.
So this,
wow,
was shortly after that. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Who played Batman?
No.
Robin? Anyone recognizable? Or is it?
Yeah. Robin looks just like the Burt Ward Robin, only black and white, but it's the same costume. The 1960s Batman was a direct ripoff of this serial from the 60s, or from the 40s, excuse me.
Wow.
Yeah. And serials were the thing back then. I mean, that's why,
yeah,
I mean, Raiders,
yeah,
of the Lost Ark is based, Star Wars is based on those serials.
Yeah. I'm guessing maybe a lot of our younger listeners don't even know what we're talking,
no,
about when we say,
no,
serials. They're just shorties that they would run in the movie houses before movies or between doubleheaders or whatever.
Yep.
The Three Stooges was one of the more famous ones. Laurel and Hardy, Abbott and Costello. Usually they were comedies, but this Batman thing was very serious and very popular.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh. That's a
cool
fun fact, Kenny. Kenny dropped,
yeah,
some film fun facts on us. I love it.
I've been waiting to tell you guys that for months.
What a great Batman bow for the man,
yeah,
baby conversation.
Yeah.
Hashtag to strong ass women.
743. Yeah.